Dear Zanny, number 4, 1 September 2007. Hello, everybody. Hello, world. Hello, friends. This is the first ever relationship advice podcast. Do any of you young people out there, okay, the older ones as well, remember the two big advice columnists? They were Dear Abby and Ann Landers. They were the twin sisters, and they were featured in newspapers around the country. They were syndicated, and oh my gosh, they lasted for three decades and a half. People would write in their questions and concerns and ask them for advice. And I love that. When I was growing up, it's one of the first things I ever read in the newspaper. Well, here you are. This is the same scenario, except it is in the new millennium, so it's in a podcast. And I am your host, Zanny. As many of you may recall, I do participate in two other shows. One is thedivacast.com. You can go to thedivacast.com, of course. And we have had so much fun with that. It's a show I do with four of my girlfriends, and we talk about real events relevant to real women. And we are five fabulous 40-something friends, and we have a really good time just talking about all those issues. Please check it out. The second show I do is with my dear husband, my beloved Robin, and that show is called InsightWorks.com. That's InsightWorks.com. Why did we name it such a bizarre name, and why is it spelled incorrectly? Because we truly believe that when you have insight into yourself and to others, the world is a better place. So we explore kooky behaviors and not so kooky behaviors through the lens of depth psychology. Lastly, as many of you may know, I am a family therapist. So for this show, of course, when I give suggestions and advice and I hash out relationship issues with you, my listeners, naturally I draw from my clinical experience. However, here is the disclaimer. This show can no way substitute individual therapy. It's really for entertainment purposes only, and only intended for a generic and entertaining purpose. So with that, let's talk. Okay, I wanted this show to be an addendum to the show I recorded last, which was about Princess Diana. As many of you know, this is the weekend, the anniversary of the 10 years of her death. It's all over the news and all over the newspapers. I recorded a show because I got an email from a listener asking, why, after 10 years of Princess Diana's death, why was she still feeling misty-eyed when looking at the news? I had a one-word response. That is projection. Projection. We hold in our culture, we hold movie stars and princes and princesses to that standard. We hold them as our heroes and heroines, because that's all we have in Western culture, unlike indigenous cultures, where they create whole stories and archetypal themes around the hero and heroine myths. So, since our culture is really sadly void of that, we take real people and we have a need to exalt them to that, and we project all over them. We project our own vulnerabilities, our faults, and even the beauty and gold in our shadow part. Those are the unconscious parts of ourselves that we ourselves are incapable or unwilling, truly more unwilling to own. And we project them onto someone else because we feel we cannot carry it. So we project it onto people. That's why something like a death with our hero or heroine myth, when they die, we feel this incredible sting. So what I wanted to add to that is, not only is it a projection, but here is the other piece. If you feel triggered when you see someone's death in the news that you never even met, I'm wondering what else is going on with you. And you're thinking, duh, I'm wondering that too. Here's what I think is a possibility and something I ask you to consider. If you feel that kind of zing, it is probably, most likely, triggering a previous loss for you. Because this is what I know as a therapist. New grief always triggers previous grief and loss. So, if you see something in the news and you think, oh my gosh, this person died suddenly and I have no idea why, I'm just falling apart. I feel like as if I'm emotionally unraveling. What is going on with me? Ask yourself this. How have I felt this way before? And if you can answer that question, that is what's going on with you. Here's a real life example. I'm going to draw from my own personal experience, not as a therapist, but as Suzanne or Zanny. When I saw the news about Princess Diana, I emotionally unraveled. I couldn't quit crying. I had to go out and run. I told my husband, you take care of the baby. I'm just going to go put on my running shoes. And I had to run as hard as I could, as fast as I could, till I was absolutely exhausted. And I thought, my God, I'm going crazy. What could be going on with me? I've never met this woman. I have no personal investment or involvement with her. Why am I just falling apart like this? I telephoned someone who has been my mentor. I'll just call her by her first name, Joan. And I said, oh my God, I feel like I'm falling apart. What's going on with me? Now, Joan has been a grief therapist in Chicago for 20 plus years. And she said, Zanny, when have you ever felt like this before? And I said, well, I don't know. And she said, could it be similar? Could it be similar to anything, any other loss you've had? And I said, oh my gosh, I get it. And what I got was, I lost a brother. His name was Rob. He was 37 years old when he was tragically killed on Halloween Day in 1994 in a plane crash, a commercial airliner. He left behind a wife and two children. They were aged 3 and 5. Okay, does this sound familiar? Yes, Princess Diana's sons were older, but I had the same type of acute feeling. And what I was doing was transferring my grief and loss issues from my brother Rob onto Princess Diana. And it was opening up all of my traumatic wounding. It's even really hard for me to even talk about now. That's what it did for me. So if you, this isn't just about Princess Diana, okay, so get that. I need you to hear that. If you watch any event, news event, and somebody you admire died, was killed, or died of natural causes suddenly, or whatever, it could be an anticipated death, ask yourself, oh my gosh, where have I felt this before? And again, there is your answer. Think about that, and please, as always, email me at dearzanny.com, and Zanny is spelled Z-A-N-N-Y. Thank you so much for joining me today, and as always, I am your host, Zanny. Talk to me. Leave me a voicemail with your questions at 678-884-0524 or just go to my website, dearzanny.com. Hey, this music is brought to you by Hello Zero. The song is entitled Romancy Dancer. I love it. Bye for now.
the best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.